Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Dr. Christopher Macklin. Christopher, back in 2020, you came out with a book called The Sacred Prayers, Maps of Intent. I've always believed that prayer works. We have a Friday prayer session for people who write in and have afflictions, and there's a power there and intent. And you hit it right on the head with that book.
Absolutely. I mean, the power of, you know, the power you have, you know, people often say, well, you know, I'm not going to do anything, you know, there's a deep state over there. You have the power, you know, that's why everything's about maps of intent. You know, the word prayer is kind of, you know, people, you know, think you're kind of Christian, but maps of intent is the same thing. You know, and we wrote that book to give people an idea of how to, for example, protect themselves from beings, you know, so put 27 esoteric Merkabah fuel, you know, prayer around you. And that's been amazing also for, you know, the current problems we have of shedding and different things, you know, and we've now taken it a step further where we create a kind of God ritual where you say the prayer and you say reinstate it every hour for the next 24 hours. And so that's really helping protect people right now. And there's other prayers, you know, to remove entities. And I think it's key. It's important, you know.
Where do the prayers go when we offer them?
Well, they go to either your starseed family, you know, like the Pleiadians, whatever, or they go to Prime Creator. But, you know, just by, I mean, if you think about it, the dipole, you know, we have basically aerials in our brain. You know, you've got nerve endings. And if you say a prayer with enough intent, and that's the key, I think, a lot of people won't say, you know, I want this to happen right now, you know, and put that power behind it. If it's all apathetic, oh, God, you know, I'm a powerless victim, I don't know what to tell you, you know, the prayers don't get through. But if you all really step up the game and say the prayer with absolute authority, then things start changing. It is actually really amazing. And the most powerful prayer we have is this 27 esoteric Merkabah field prayer. It puts a Merkabah, 27 layers of Merkabah around you, and it's been incredible. You know, whilst you're healing people, a lot of people miss this. If you're doing healing on somebody, and you say, okay, well, you know, you've had some energy, I got rid of the entity, it's going to come back within 2 hours because your vibration's not high enough. And, mm-hmm. You know, my main thing is to release enough emotion, take your power back, get your vibration higher than these low vibrational entities like Anunnaki, Draconian, Luciferians, so that, you know, they can't get near your energy field. But it takes time. So if you don't protect yourself, they'll just reattach to you within 2 or 3 hours, you know. So to me, the power of prayer or the map of intent is key. And we've seen this, you know. I was talking about the ceremony. You know, we do a ceremony. The next one's actually in February. So if anyone wants to join, it will be on the website. It's free to join. It takes about 2 hours, and it's calling out everybody who's against humanity, everything, the governmental system, you know, big agriculture, big tech, everything. And, you know, last time we had about 4,000 people on, and it's incredible because the more Whoa. People gather, the more people who are saying this maps of intent, the more powerful it is. And then what we do is once we've said it and bring them before God, I never judge anybody, George. That's one of the keys, I think. You know, you can't do, don't judge people. It's up to them what they do down here, but not on our watch, you know, like child trafficking. We mm-hmm. cover everything. And what we do is bring it before God and then reinstate that every day for the next 120 days. And people feel it. It's very powerful. And even Zoom take us down about, 12 minutes in because they don't like what we're doing. Jeez. And so you put it back up and we're good to go. But it's incredible. Maps of intent is key.
Then I was going to just ask you, and you may have just answered this, is the one as powerful as the many? And you believe that the more people who are praying or intent, it's a much stronger than that one powerful prayer.
Oh, I think so. I mean, I believe if we got 8,000 people to do the ceremony we do, and, you know, we do it every 120 days, next one's in February, if we got probably 8,000 people, that would be the key tipping point to really take this down. Because, the, you know, the more people you have together, the more people are focused on, that's the intent, get it out of our life. It's not okay, bring it before God. And next one, big tech, you know, big pharma, you know. The more people you have really focused on that, you know, it's sending that signal out saying, hey, we better do something about it. And it really works. You know, it's incredible.
Christopher, do you know Lynn McTaggart?
No.
She has been a master of intent and has done experiments, and they're incredible. They truly are. And so with the power of intent, do you call intent the same as prayer, or are we dealing with two different things?
I believe it's exactly the same. I mean, our prayers, you know, we put in the bottom maps of intent because prayers kind of viewed as Christian, you know, but it's not really.
Right, but it's perceived as religious.
Yeah, it's perceived as religious. Maps of intent is just maps of intent. That's why I like the name maps of intent. I think that's exactly what they are. You know, Christian prayers, you know, and other prayers in other religions are also maps of intent. But I think, you know, there's a weakness in some of this religion. You know, there's a weakness in the delivery of the intent. You know, to me, I mean, you know, our prayers always say, I command you, God. People say, well, I can't command God. I thought, well, why not? You know, you're a God being, you're part of God. So why can't you command to make that happen? It's not like demand, where it's rude and obnoxious. It's just, I command, you know, this happens, and then I thank you, God, send you my unconditional love. It's a well-balanced, I believe, prayer, you know, or map of intent.
And so I think that's key. Give us an example, if you can, of a prayers or intent that you know worked.
Well, let's have a think. The 27 Easter at Birka Barfield prayer, that's the most powerful prayer we have to protect you from external forces, transmissional frequencies. So it goes like this, you know, if you want me to say it. You have to ground yourself. So you say, I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. Dear God, I command you create 27 esoteric Merkabah fields around me with my sacral point in the center of the Merkabah fields to protect me from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for my highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And so we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love, and so be it. So it's a well-balanced prayer, but it also always talks about through all space-time continuum in every dimension, because if you just try and do a map of intent in the third-dimensional world, there's a lot of beings like Anunnaki who are in the fourth dimension, you know, draconians, who can mess with you, and they're not being included. So that's why our prayers always say through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And then it brings them all in to protect, you know.
Are prayers like affirmations?
Yeah, they're not dissimilar. I think, you know, they're more or less the same. Of course, affirmations is really focusing on something you want to show up for or you want to stop. I was talking to a lady the other day, and she was being bullied by her father. And so I gave her an affirmation, basically just saying, look, you know, I, you know, whatever her name is, take my power back. I will not be bullied for one second more. And, you know, I gave her an affirmation. It's just really focusing the mind that we're not doing this anymore. So really, it is a a map of intent. It's the same type of thing, you know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you have used these techniques for healing as well, physically healing people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, for example, if you look at intent, I mean, you know, when I'm doing healing somebody, I talk to the accused that beings, you know, all day, 12 hours a day, and I'm in the ethers a lot. And, you know, I'm talking to them, asking them, okay, let's remove that entity on that person because they're in a portal. You know, I don't have the ability because they're not in the physical room. So we're using porcelain systems and an intent to tell the accused that beings, go take that out, work on this, work on that. And so the accused that beings come through and they do exactly that. So that, you know, really, if you look at it, it's a map of intent healing thing, you know, where I'm the conductor and the orchestra's in their room, wherever they are, 4,000 miles away, doing the work, you know. So it's kind of the same thing, you know. It's all connected to maps of intent, in my opinion. It's all about the intent.
And can intent or prayer be used for just about anything, any issue, problem we may have?
Yeah, but George, I think it's got to be used in the right way. You know, I see a lot of people like, well, you know, I've been intent on, you know, I've got abundance and everything else, of course. The problem is that they're missing some things. One of the keys to me in life is to take a step back and look at the absolute gratitude of what you do have. You know, I talked to you about, you know, living out of a car. Some days I had no food, like 21 days.
Oh, my God.
Different times, you know. And, you know, people say, oh, my God, that was so terrible. Wow. You know what? That time was a blessing. Would I want it again? That would be absolutely not.
I'll buy you a hamburger. If it ever happens again, I'll buy you a hamburger.
Yeah, I'll find you. George, I need a hamburger. But I think, you know, when I went without food, it taught me to manifest. Now, I remember being in Belize. I was sponsored to go to Belize. I got there. They said, yeah, there'll be food and whatever. There was nothing except water. Nothing. So, okay. So I didn't, you know, say anything to anybody. And I met these guys who had invited me, and we would go to breakfast, you know, go to the place. They'd have coffee, you know, they let me have a coffee, but no food. And they were eating breakfast in front of me, and it was really interesting. And I got a little tired of this, you know, after about the fifth or sixth day. And in the end, what happened after 21, it took me 21 days. And I did a little map of intent, you know, a ceremony. I said, okay, dear God, I command to get food right now because I deserve it. And I thank you, God, send you my unconditional love, so be it. You know what, George, within 15 minutes, the most dodgy guy in Belize, he's looking around and he comes up to me and says, Chris, I know you've got no money. Here's 50 Belize dollars, but don't tell anybody because they'll think I'm weak. Okay, you know, so now 50 Belize dollars is $15 here. That lasted me until I left about a week and a half.
Wow.
And, you know, so I manifested food. And the daft thing is that I went out for a three-course meal. It was like two Belize dollars. And I couldn't eat it because my stomach had shrunk so much, you know. So it
right,
was incredible.
Right. What was the moment for you, Christopher, with all those things that were happening to you that turned things around to where you are today? What was that moment?
I think the moment was, and I was on the south coast of England. I was sitting in this car, you know, with my wardrobe, and I kind of bawled my eyes out, you know, and I thought, you know, my brother didn't care, no one cared, and, you know.
How old were you?
I was about 43.
Okay, young age.
And no one cared at all, and I thought, wow, bawled my eyes out for a bit, for about 4 hours, and then suddenly this whole power came over me, and I realized that, you know, the only person who really cares about you is you, you know. So you better start showing up for yourself, and I did. And I think from then on, you know, I've got this incredible power, you know, because of course you always get criticism by somebody. There's always trolls and everything else. We get it with, you know, with the ministry now and again. But you know, if you take your power back, it doesn't matter as long as you know that you're doing the very best you can do on this planet. It's service to others. And, you know, and you're a really good person. It doesn't matter what people think. Who cares? Because, you know, probably what they think of you is what's going on within them because they're projecting it on you. And I've seen it so many times. It's really funny. But, you know, yeah, I think it was that time I really took my power back. And I've never lost it since. You know,
good for you.
It's incredible. And I think that also ties with absolute faith, knowing that nothing can touch you, you know. And, you know, you step out, you do your work, and I absolutely adore it. And the ministry is very successful. We're always pretty busy, you know, and I love working with people. I think it's incredible because the day of the guru's gone, you know, it's time for us all to take our power back. And, you know, it's my work, really, to give instruments to be able to raise people's vibration, release the emotion, get rid of the anxiety and everything else, and get people back to their sovereign self because they are their own guru, you know.
What seems to be the biggest issue facing people today when they come to you for help and assistance and guidance? What are they looking for?
I think they're looking for help with a solution to get out of the depression. You know, so many people, when you talk to them, you know, so many starseed people, of which there's about 400,000 on this planet, and they've come here to help. And of course, you know, they're hijacked by reptilians. You know, the Anunnaki, they're messed with by Luciferians, they're messed with by so many things, and they get really depressed, of course. And so I think the biggest thing is getting people safe within their own place. I mean, how many people do I speak to a week and say, well, I think God dropped me off at the wrong planet. Or they say, I don't fit in here. And I said, well, you're a starseed, of course you don't fit in here. You don't think like the average person in the street, so don't even try. What you've got to do is learn to manage your life and stay on the periphery. You know, you're not in this world, you're of it, but you're supposed to be here to help, but you can't help others if you can't take your power back and help yourself. So, you know, view it as healing time. Let's do a bit of work on you. Let's get you back to the sovereign place, you know, because, you know, I get people and we have a fast-track method of releasing emotion where we can get them to a place where they get really excited for the day, like leaping out of bed in the morning and go, wow, I really want to get out there and do some things, you know. And it's a hard place. It is a hard place to be, you know. It really is.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.